Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer and former marine biologist, coming to you from my home in Charleston, South Carolina. Sadly, Kelly cannot join us today. This is a special bonus episode. Very shortly, I'm going to be joined by a very special guest. His name is Brett. He goes by Bravo by Brett on Instagram. We are Instagram friends, and we've met at BravoCon, and we're going to be talking about Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, Summer House OG, Vanderpump Rules, The Valley, and we're going to give an update on BravoCon news, BravoCon 2025. Let's enjoy this bonus episode with Bravo by Brett.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So you just have me today. Kelly had a migraine this morning, so she is not here, but she sends her best.
That's all right. We'll party it up for her.
Yeah. So you're in Chicago?
Yes.
Is that where you're from?
No, it's so I grew up in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then moved to Boston, lived there for about 6 years. And then I just recently have been dipping my toe. I would say dipping my toe in Chicago because I've been living here on and off a little bit. So,
okay.
Just a good bag of tricks. Where are you?
I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. Kelly is in Ohio, where we know each other from Ohio. We were roommates in college. And I've been in Charleston for like 20 years, which is kind of becoming a little Bravo hub down here.
Oh, I know. I mean, you could go out every weekend at this point.
I could, but I'm 40 and I don't do that anymore.
you have to get it for the stories, you know, all that. I'm sure, you know, that Joe Bradley, yeah. He invites everybody out. I'm like, okay, what are they trying to do?
Yeah, exactly. And now we have another Joe Bradley, same name, different guy, who's going to be on the next season of Below Deck Mediterranean, so that's kind of confusing.
Oh my god. can I not find other people?
Exactly. Okay, so when did we officially meet? I know we were kind of Instagram buddies for a while, and then did we actually meet at BravoCon 2022?
I want to say we did, but I don't think it was a long...
Yeah,
I think it was like, oh my god, I know you.
Hey, I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. But we got to hang out a little bit more at BravoCon 2023 because we took pictures together and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Because when did you guys launch your page slash? Did you guys launch your podcast or did you guys launch your page?
We did both at the same time. I think it was February 2022. So it's been a couple years.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We were still pretty new. What about you? When did you start your Instagram?
I think I always get it confused. I feel like it was late 2020 or okay. whenever Salt Lake came out. I think that was late 2020.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Like November.
It seems like it's always been in our lives, really.
I know. I just remember Salt Lake because I launched it like right when it started, and they were like so... I think it was like the first time, and no one will ever do it again, apparently, that they were so interactive. Like, mm-hmm. I have DMs with Jen Shaw. Like, Like, I just remember like Whitney just being like, oh my gosh, like, you know, like hop on a live with me. Like Heather was so social. I'm like, oh my gosh, like everyone's so nice. And then I was like, oh, I see they just wanted to make it work.
Well, I'm sure they loved you too.
Well,
But yeah, the Bravo celebrities are kind of funny when they're first getting going, you know?
they
And
want that attention.
they're kind of like working out how they're going to play things. And then they get a little big for their britches, some of them.
Yes. Well, I like when they I like it makes me upset. Do you watch Martha's Vineyard?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. They're not like I truly believe it's gonna drive the success of the show is that they don't really interact with fans. They don't do a lot of like media stuff. Like I feel like I never really see them online. Whereas like with Summer House, like West is the star character, you know, like everybody loves West. Like
He's the best.
but he's online all the time, like he's posting things, he's hanging out with people. Like that's kind of what you have to do when you're new. Gotta get the fans in.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's interesting. I haven't really interacted with many of the Summer's House Martha's Vineyard people. We did do a photo op with Bria, but we hadn't started watching the show last year. So I was like, oh, hi, what's your dog's name? He's so cute. But now that I
Milo.
watch it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I had a picture with Milo. It's so cool.
Now you're famous. Now you're gonna be famous then.
I just love that little dog. Okay, well, let's kind of get into all the shows. Let me go
Sure.
to my notes here.
I'm ready.
Okay. Da, 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 da. Okay, let's talk about Summer House first. Summer
Okay.
House OG. Whoa, sorry, I just dropped my phone. Okay. What do you think about Carl? Are you
Well,
like up to date, first of all?
for the most part, like I didn't see the last one, but I know a little bit about the conversation he has with his dad around marriage and the issues they've been having around the $20,000 for a life coach.
Oh, I the $20,000 for a life coach. That's insane.
Like that's the craziest piece to me is that he because it's I don't I've kind of gone through a journey with it where it's like I think I used to be very much Team Carl going into it,
Same.
you know, and now I'm really kind of more conflicted. I don't think I have a side yet, but I can kind of understand like I don't think what Lindsay said around like the drinking stuff was appropriate, obviously.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that Carl needs to get himself together, get a
Yeah,
job.
he kind of does. Although, do you think he's really just viewing the show and kind of being an influencer as his job and he's fine with that?
He could be, but it sounds like he's not really making enough money off of that
Yeah.
to
On the
like
last episode, I really appreciated how he said, I made $70,000 last year, you know, from Instagram. And I was like, I'm enjoying hearing some real information, you know?
Oh yes. Yeah, I
Yes.
want another real dollar. I mean, I would love to know what Paige is making.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
Yeah. Paige
because
is killing it.
if he's only making 70, Paige probably is like triple that, if not more,
Oh
from
yeah.
Instagram.
For sure. But people are saying that maybe that conversation he had with his mom and his stepdad, like, you know, it's kind of like a total setup. Like he's always been planning to break up with Lindsay this summer and
Yeah.
he's kind of doing it for the show. I don't know.
That's a hard one. I mean, it's hard because it's like when you're in the shows for so long, I feel like you kind of become your own producer of yourself. You know, I feel like you kind of learn how to do it. I wouldn't be surprised if he did have that plan because he was like, what would Summer House be this season if we did not have this? Like, it's been on for what? Are we on season 9, 10?
Yeah, something like that.
Like we're so far deep that like they gotta spice it up and
Yeah. If we
they
didn't
got
have that drama, what would we have? I mean, we'd have West, which is
Wes,
amazing. He's so much
yes.
fun, but and all the partying and some Amanda and Kyle conflict. And
Classic.
yeah. Danielle, why is she still on the
Oh
show? Do
my
you
gosh,
love her or do you hate her?
I
I
didn't
don't.
like her. I haven't been liking her. It's funny because I met her at the not this BravoCon, but the last BravoCon, at the Winter House premiere party. And she's such a love. And I forget what her the ex-boyfriend was named. Who was she with before?
I can't remember.
Him.
The chef, the guy that worked like in Montauk.
Yes. Okay, she's with him for a while.
Yeah.
She was just so sweet and nice and friendly. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so wonderful.
I've heard that about her.
On TV, it's like,
kind of a monster.
Yeah, like this isn't for you. Like I don't know what has gotten activated in you for this. Like I think she probably maybe has that feedback in her head that she's gotten throughout the years that like she's not activated enough, or like she's too work focused, because every time she comes she's like, I have work.
I'm a CEO and a founder.
Yeah, I'm a CEO and a founder, like a boss and CEO here. Like, okay, you know, like she just prides on that so much, which is fine. Like, you can totally have that. It's just interesting to like take that energy into like Summer House, where you're supposed to be like crazy and wild and like party all weekend. Like, you're supposed to leave work at home, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And she does get pretty messy. She hooked up with the balloon guy.
Yeah.
This past episode, but I don't know. She just doesn't seem very self-aware and just not on the, yeah, like what you're saying. She doesn't seem very nice on the show, but in person, we hear from fans that she's lovely.
Lovely. Like, such a great, like, I had a great conversation with her. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. It's funny because like when I met like Kyle and I met Shep, and like they're dead ringers for themselves. Like,
yeah,
there's no like they are themselves.
They are who they are.
So it's like almost comforting, you know, to like be like, okay, yes, Shep, I'm meeting you and you're basically on the verge of blacking out. That's what I would expect from you. But Danielle, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting not to switch it, but like, I've never been a fan of Sierra.
Oh, really?
I know. Okay. It's only because, and it's a semi-personal experience, is that like my friend was at a Braves game once, and she's from Atlanta. Like, that's where grew up. Or that's where she her nursing. She was being a nurse there, even though she claims to be in New York City. My friend was like, and this was like when she like first got on the show, like whatever, three seasons ago or whatever.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, I'm a big fan of Summer House. Like, can I get your picture? And you would have thought you had told her to jump off a building. Like,
really?
Completely was like, I don't have time for this. Like, okay, fine, I'll do it. Like, just like completely like disregarded her. And I was like, oh, okay. Like,
okay.
So like, I mean, having that in my head and watching, I'm like, oh, come on, Sam. Yeah.
I mean, maybe she just had a bad moment. You don't know what was going on personally, but okay.
I know, but I hold a grudge. Why not?
Yeah. Although, you know who wasn't very nice to us at the last BravoCon?
Who?
Was, okay, who are the two guys on Southern Charm that have the same name, Rod and Rodrigo?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Rod, the one with the glasses.
Okay.
We saw him and Shep in the VIP area, and we have a mutual friend. So I was like, hey, I'm Sarah. I'm friends with, you know, so-and-so. And he was just, I mean, it was like I was invisible. He could not have cared less. He and Shep were at the bar and they were just like so rude.
That is horrible.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, dude, whatever.
Like, this is your job. Sorry.
Yeah, and that's friendly. Why you're not going to be back on future seasons.
Oops. Well, I not to take it over for you, but what do you think of the situation with like West and Sierra, in the sense that like West was like, they're like, are you talking to other girls? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, Sierra and I are anything. Like, I was like, exactly. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't defined it, so I don't really see an issue with that. I do like, I don't know. I mean, obviously she doesn't owe him anything, as far as like, on our show, we call it dropping anchor.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
I don't know. I think he really likes her though, and
He can like her, but
yeah.
it's hard with like, I feel like it's almost kind of like a summer fling, you know? Do you know how long they film? How long do they film Summer House? Is it like a
It seems
month?
like they start around July and they go to like, do they go to Labor Day weekend?
I think so. I think that's when like
The
the final
first one
party
of the first
is.
parties is usually 4th of July weekend, I feel like.
Yeah.
So it's not all summer. So maybe, yeah, July, August, and you know, at into September a little bit. But yeah,
Right.
it's not super long.
Little fling for him. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying him. Okay, Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard. I just binged watched all of them.
Yes.
It's so different from other Summer House in that they are there for like 15 days
Crazy.
nonstop. I love the house. I love Martha's Vineyard. So beautiful.
Yes.
And I like that the cast, they're all most of them are genuinely friends. Like they know each other. There are real connections.
Yeah.
Who are your favorites on Martha's Vineyard?
Oh my gosh.
I love
I used
Jordan.
Jordan is a good one. It's funny because I think I'm liking Amir this season, where I did not like him as much last season.
Yeah, he's kind of adorable.
Right, he's kind of like West energy in a way this season, which is like
It's funny.
nice to have. I like Preston.
Oh yeah, Preston for sure.
I have like mixed emotions with like Bria because like I find her
Yeah.
incredibly annoying.
She's a firecracker. She, yeah, I don't know how I feel about her. She seemed very sweet when we met her, and then when I watch her on the show, I'm like, good grief.
But I find that energy essential. Like I want someone that
You gotta have
in
it.
into themselves and just like petty and like
And we'll like fly off the handle about almost anything.
Oh yes. And then what's her name? Oh my God.
I know there's so
Jasmine?
many. Yeah, Jasmine, like the main. She
Yes.
Jasmine and Silas.
Oh, I'm so glad he's not on the season. I'm
I
so
did
happy.
not like him last season. He's so like, I'm the man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Gross.
you need to wait on me hand and foot. That was icky.
When are you having my baby? Like, ooh. Like, ugh.
Yeah, no thanks. Let's see. Who's the guy with the glasses? He's always wearing like a dandy hat.
Yes. Nick,
Nick?
Nick, Nick,
Nick,
Nick.
he's an odd bird, right?
There's something
There's something there.
like
That's something weird.
this. Just not. I think he overtried last season.
Yeah.
And maybe because he was single. But this season, he's kind of been kind of just dopey. I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah, he's always dressed like he's in a barbershop quartet.
yes. And then his like little tight little running shorts that he wore to basketball. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely enjoying that. Okay, so Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
Full disclosure, I did not start watching until Scandoval because I wanted to see what the heck was up because everybody was talking about. Are you like a day one Vanderpump?
No.
No. Have
No.
you watched all the
Well,
seasons?
I kind of skipped around. So
Okay.
I was like back in like 2011, 2012, like I was in the VPR space. Like I was watching seasons 1, 2, and 3, like
Yeah.
with the Stassi era. Like to me, like that's like the core of Vanderpump.
Okay.
Like that's what really makes the
Like made
show
the
really
show.
good. Yeah. And then I kind of skipped around a little bit. And then I pa it was I was it was on pause for me. It's on pause.
It was on pause, yeah.
And then when Scandoval came around, I came back into it, and like I knew majority of the storylines. But just had to get kind of caught up on like all this other drama that was happening with Ariana and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But now it feels like a whole new show at this point. Like the
Okay.
whole dynamics have changed. Like, I mean, Sheena is still the same. She's not changed.
Okay. I really want to go back and watch those early seasons. Maybe I'll do that this summer.
It makes you, it's so weird. It's so interesting because, like, I want to call him Scandoval. Scandoval, like, he was always like this just weird character, you
Okay.
know, just like so into himself and like wanting to be famous and stuff like that. That never has changed. So, like, now to see him the way he's acting now, it's like he has not changed. Like, this is who he is.
Yeah.
I'm wondering after this season, like, how they kind of keep it going. I feel like it's on its last legs.
Yeah, like how much more can we talk about Ariana
Scandoval.
and Tom and like the fallout of that? Like,
I can't hear it after this season. I mean, a lot of people kept telling me, like, give the show grace because they were filming 3 months after they filmed the reunion, I think. I think that's what they said. So, like, that's why, like, the first half of the season is very much heavily based on Ariana's emotions and her feelings. Because I was in the same boat of, like, I can't do another season of, like, her, like, complaining about this, you know, or like him acting up. Like, we need to move on. Like, I wish they would focus more on all of her brand deals.
I know, that's what I want to hear about. I want to be there when she like gets the part of Roxy Hart in Chicago. I want to see them recording that Uber Eats commercial. Like, I want to see
Blue
how
has
that.
gold.
I love that. So good.
No, I would like, I would, I mean, Tom Sandoval should just leave the show. I think no one wants to see his face ever again. And then I would like to see Ariana in this new age era of herself and, like, and seeing Sheena being jealous that she got Dancing with the Stars.
But I definitely see what all the fuss was about. People have been telling me for years to watch it, and I'm
Yeah.
glad that I kind of know what's going on now. So I will go back. So should we be watching The Valley?
Oh, that's I think if you are a, well, you have to know Kristen
Okay.
Doty. So that's very much like in her generation on Vanderpump Rules. I know Real Moms of Bravo, they love it. It's their song of the summer. It's their season of the summer. I'm kind of hate watching it, but that's just my categorization of, like, TV. Like, I'm just not like a, I don't mind trashy TV, but, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, this is so trashy. Like, the one show I'm not watching is Vanderpump Villa. That's too trashy for me right
Yeah,
now.
I can't.
It's just too produced. But I'm enjoying The Valley because I just don't, there's just something about the dynamics of having these, like, unhinged, crazy parents with children, and, like, and just, like, listening them talk to, like, how to be a parent is, like, the funniest thing. And I can't get over Brittany's trout mouth. I don't know if you've seen that online. She had some, I don't know if it's like filler or Botox or I don't know whatever happened, but it caused her mouth to be like
Oh
this.
no.
So
Okay,
she's like, so the whole episode she's like talking like this, and so she's like, Jax, it's like, seriously, Jax, like, I'm like, I, like, can't stop laughing at it. She even posted about it. She was just like, no worries, guys. My mouth is big, but I can't stop laughing at it because it's so good.
my gosh, I love her. She's a great character.
Do you believe in the divorce stuff and, like, all that separation?
I don't know enough to say, but I could definitely see. I've watched the first episode of The Valley just so we before this conversation because I wanted to kind of know what it was. And it just strikes me a lot of these people are just such good reality show people that, like you're saying, they know how to produce themselves. Yeah, I could totally see it being for the show.
It was so funny the first episode. I their names I always escape me, but that guy Dan or whatever, where, like, Jack's pantses him, and then his wife goes and cries. And I posted that, and somebody was like, "You don't understand what it's like to be a woman going through postpartum." And I'm like, "You're right. You got me. You got me on that
You
one.
got me.
You got me on that one." I still think it's hilarious that, like, that was the trigger for her, is that her husband got pantsed and she had to go cry in the other room. Like, that's funny to me.
Oh gosh, so funny. Okay, let's talk about BravoCon 2025, which was announced a few
Woo.
weeks ago. Are you going?
That's a great question.
I know it's 2 years away, or it's a year away, year and a half.
I mean, a part of me, I go back and forth on this. I think I would go, and honestly would go if someone got me a ticket.
Of course, of course.
It's just okay, because we went, because you did you go to the very first one, the 2019 one?
No, always regretted it.
Yeah, my so Catherine, Robin Enthusiast, she went to the very first one and just talked about how like you could like basically like rip Teresa's hair out, like like you're just so close to them, you're
Yeah.
interacting. The New York one, I was very much like I enjoyed it. Like a lot of people had the feedback that they didn't like it. It was too crowded, like all that stuff. And then Vegas was like, oh, a whole different landscape. Like I felt it was a lot more engaging. But the difference was, is Vegas was so, I just felt contained. And what I mean by that is like the conversations were so like the questions, like I remember Michael Rapaport being like, oh, we can't answer that question. Like it was just so much more restrictive in terms of what they could talk about. And I didn't like that as much. So for 2025, I'm open to going. Like, I think my goal is because I've talked to, do you know Maggie, Best of Bravo?
No.
She was like, you should just stick it out and like just ask people if they have like guest passes when it gets closer. And I'm because like she got her guest pass from someone that she had known. And I'm like, okay, so maybe next year I'll just be on the reserves. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I don't know if I can drop that money again to go to
I know it's
Vegas.
so much. Kelly and I were both saying we really appreciate that it's not happening this year, just so we can
Oh,
lay our
yes.
wallets a rest. 'Cause yeah, it's a lot. It's a
And
lot
do
for sure.
something else. Like I again enjoyed my time there. But it's also like it's just a lot of money, and I don't know if I want my vacation to be Vegas, 3 days at BravoCon, like endless, But I don't know. I always say this, and then somehow I get convinced into going.
I know, or you have like major FOMO if you don't go.
I just also don't know like what more they can do. That's why I'm like curious to what they're gonna do for 2025, because like at this point, like in 2022. It was like exciting because I had never met any of the housewives or like been in the same vicinity of them. And now I was at panels. And then 2023 was like, oh, we know how this works. Like we're going through the booths where we're going around. Like I was jealous of the VIP tent. That pissed me off the most because I didn't have VIP. Because it like changed. It changed because in 2022, they were all over the booths. Like, do you? I don't know if you remember. Like anytime, like they came out, like just mobs formed. Like, it was so much. And like people like stopped going to panels because they would just get pictures with like Dorinda, like walking through. But because of the VIP table this year or the little room they had, like none of them came out. They all like stayed in there. And so I'm like, but. I'm curious what they'll do for 2025. I hope they mix it up and like make it different and like more fun. Like I'm someone who enjoys the panels. Are you a panel person?
Oh yeah, we like the panels for sure.
Love the panels. I really want them. Like I enjoy the cast panels and stuff, but I feel like for 2025, like you would have those, like obviously like the below deck, like you want to have a below deck panel, but like I want crossovers. Like I want to see like different housewives from different franchises sitting around, like interacting with each other, like having conversations, like almost like in a little Ultimate Girls Trip.
Oh yeah, kind of a peek behind the curtain, like, behind the scenes type of thing. Yeah, that's one thing I love about Ultimate Girls Trip is they're like talking about the shows that they're on, and
Which is why I go to BravoCon. Like, I don't need to recreate the season. Like, don't tell me about drama that's happened before. I want to know what is going on right now?
Exactly. That's the other thing is BravoCon 2022. I felt like there was a lot more tea spilled at BravoCon, or they announced, shows or showed previews for the first time or announced shows coming back. And that wasn't the case at BravoCon 2023, in my experience.
Well, I did go see Dubai season 2, episode 1 premiere at
Oh, did you?
BravoCon. I did. And I recorded it live. I was like, they came after me and took it down. I got banned for
Oh.
like 3 days. I'm like, oh.
Oh no.
But they came back to me in like March, like February, March. I'm like, this was back in November. You're a little late to the
Oh goodness. Well, we're planning to go. We have our hotel secured
Oh,
for
good for you.
2025. And just for everybody listening, November 14th, 15th, and 16th in Vegas at Caesars Forum, same location as last year. And you can book your hotel. There's a link on the Bravo website somewhere. Just search BravoCon and you'll find it. So yeah, well, hopefully we'll see you there. What's the next housewife thing coming out? Is it New Jersey?
Yes, and I'm actually excited because I'm in Chicago, and I've been working with this bar to do like a watch party. So I
Fun.
think we're gonna do a watch party
Oh,
next
that sounds
week.
great.
I'm like always nervous that like they're gonna bail or back out and be like, "Oops,
Yeah.
sorry." Like, no, but I'm excited for Jersey. Are you a Jersey watcher?
I watched until Caroline Manzo left, and then I didn't watch, and then I picked it up again last season. But
Gotcha.
that's another one I want to go back and watch all the years that I missed. But I was just so distraught that the Manzos weren't on there anymore. And I was like, no, I can't do
I think it's hard because it's like that's why I'm excited for this season, is because all the seasons pretty much since Melissa joined, everyone, like, it's always just Teresa, Melissa, Teresa, Melissa, Teresa, Melissa, Teresa, Melissa. And now we're getting kind of like the breakage of that. So I'm kind of hoping that this season brings that kind of new energy and that new wave for us.
Here's hoping. Well, tell everybody where they can find you and what all you have to promote. Just like tell us.
Just promote it all. Well, I guess you can,
Mention it all.
you mentioned it all. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter at Bravo by Brett. I also do Bravo content just like you, except I don't know
Great content.
how you guys do podcasting, because it is a lot of work.
It is. Yeah.
So big kudos to you. But yes, if you can always follow me at Bravo by Brett. That's where I am.
Yeah. Well, we love all your content. It's so funny. It's so creative and just, yeah.
You need to tell the algorithm that, because the algorithm hates
Ugh, the
me.
algorithm
So
is terrible lately. Yeah, we
it's
used to
so
have like, I don't know. Our engagement was like 100,000 people every
wow.
however many 30 days or whatever it is. And now it's always like 30,000 or less. I'm like, what is going on? We have more followers, but who
I
knows?
know. And you guys are really spewing out the content. I always see you guys' posts. I'm like, dang, they're just
Okay,
like
good.
working.
We are working.
Yeah, I'm keeping
We're just
that,
in the streets trying to get a sperm donor,
keeping
whatever Lala said.
that. I mean, in theory, you guys should, honestly, you guys should be invited to BravoCon. Like, all the stuff that you do for like Below Deck, like,
We're wondering if once we're close to 10,000, so we're
yeah.
wondering once we get there, maybe, I don't know, I've heard that that's kind of a magic number, but we
Yeah.
need another like 800 followers, so we'll
All
see.
right. Okay. So that's all right. That's my goal. I'll just keep posting y'all stuff and be like, y'all need to follow
Oh,
these people
thanks. We'll do the same for you.
and get you to
Well,
10,000.
yeah. Well, this has been so fun, and let's do it again, in a few months or whatever.
You anytime, always available. Love chatting, Bravo.
Definitely. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll see you on the gram.
Cool. Bye.
Bye. That's it for this bonus episode of Above Deck. Thank you to our team at Herd At Media, especially Grace. Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to tell a friend, and please rate and review us, 5 stars only. You can follow us on Instagram at AboveDeckPod or email us at AboveDeckPod@gmail.com. You can watch these episodes on the Herd At Media YouTube channel. And until next time, I'm Sarah Goldman, and we'll see you then. Bye.
A Herd At Media production.